We're up to Sim Kuf Nun Dalet, and we'll be learning Seif Aleph and Seif Beis, so indeed quite short. Dine Tashmish Kedusha Veneris Beis HaKnesses. Rechova Shel Ir is the main roads of the city. A little bit out, not really the residential area, a little bit further out. Rechova Shel Ir, Av Al Pi, although Shemispalinim Boi Betanios, although they are used on the Tainus, if there needs a big gathering of Yidden davening on the Tainus, no space in shul, so you need to go into the big area, like a plaza kind of area. But although it's used for davening, there's no kedusha in that area. And the Rechova Shel Ir doesn't have kedusha. Mipnei shi'arai, because it's temporarily. It's not used regularly, it's not used constantly, therefore there's no kedusha chal on that area. V'chein batim, similarly houses, v'chatzeros and gardens, shemiskaptzim bohem nispalel be'akroi, people are gathering in houses or in gardens to daven there be'akroi occasionally, perish derech mikre ve'izdamen, lo derech kviyas, it happens occasionally but not regularly. Ein bohem shum kedusha, doesn't have kedusha at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Aleph, Rechova Shel Ir Hu Mokim Shemiskansin Boi B'Taniyos. This is the place that people gather on Taniyos Lemispalbo to daven. Mipnei She'oz HaKibbutz Rav. There's many Yidden davening simultaneously. There's not enough space in shul. Ein Bat HaKnesiyos Mechidinoyos. There's not sufficient space in shul, and that's why they're davening open air Rechova Shel Ir. And Shemiskaptzin Bohen Hainu Afilu Hu Bais Ponu She'en Dor Ba'odom. He said that even if it doesn't have to be an open air area, even if it's a house, then nobody lives there. Even if it's a house that nobody lives there, it's an empty house which is used for tefillah. Nevertheless, even more so, even more so if people are gathering in a place where you actually live, a residential house where people live. It's okay. They're using the house for their own purpose, for their own normal needs. Pavadai, certainly ain al ze shem beis hakneses. There is no shem kedusha of the beis hakneses, which is chal there. It doesn't become the kedusha of beis hakneses. Afilu mispalin shontade. Even if people daven there regularly, kevin sheem yuchad et tefillah bilvad. Since it's not designated and for tefillah only. So we're learning that a place which is not used regularly for tefillah, like this plaza, that or gardens, that it's not that certainly no kedusha beis hakneses chal. But we're learning this Mishnah Berurah says even more so, if it's a place which is used regularly, but it's not solely used as a beis hakneses, it's just as a person's dining room, which people daven there regularly. As a minyan, it's used as a, I don't know, Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv, or Sunday morning Shachris, whatever it may be. Even if it's used regularly, it's not going to become a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses because it doesn't have the sole purpose of a shul. Therefore, it's not going to be Chal, Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, it's not going to be Chal there. Be'akroi, Mishnah Berurah 9, Seif Katan Gimel says the following, V'azor shelonu lo yadifem v'batim v'chatzeros. The halls, the hallways outside the shuls, is not better than bottom chatzeros. They're only used, the hallways of the shuls are only used if needed, if there's not sufficient space in the main shul. So they're used as a overflow minion area. So there, mikol mokim ef shalom, you can still say, hol mispalim So you would probably say that it doesn't the kedusha is not really chal there. It's not really designated for davening. But Mishnah Berurah says mikol mokim ef shaloima, you could actually argue and say the following. He says hoil mispalim shom tadia, since lemaisa people daven there regularly. Calls ma'am shenit chokim. There is sometimes it happens more often than not that people actually do daven in those areas. Afal pi shua kroy legabezam mispaler. Although for this individual, it may be a rare occurrence to daven in the Azore, in that area. But Hamokum Nase Keva Latzlonim, it does become a Keva, an established place for Atzlonim, for lazy people and latecomers to daven there. So therefore, it ends up that since it's not so rare, the hallways and the adjoining areas to the main body of the shul, since people do tend to end up davening there, one could argue that actually the Kedusha is chal there. Vayoros gdoilois, in the big city, shadech lispalchon ba'azor bekvias, that the norm is to daven in those additional hallways, the norm is to daven there, bekvias regularly, poshut, it is self-understood, to call Kedusha's besakneses, all of the whole Kedusha besakneses is there. So we're learning that it depends a little bit, says the Mishnah Berurah, on the circumstances. How rare do people actually daven there? Is it really rare, or does it end up to be on a daily or nearly daily occurrence? If that's the reality that people daven there, then by default it's going to end up having Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. It wasn't maybe intended, but that's the reality. So let's be pragmatic about it. That's what people daven. Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is chal there. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Aval gan v'partes v'itzteh b'shesviva. But if you're talking about gardens outside and areas adjoining to the shul around it, aval b'shepasuach le'beis hakneses en b'kedusha, although there's an opening to the shul, there's an opening, so a garden which leads into the shul, a front area which leads into the shul, v'imoyah pasuach neged ha'echol, aval b'shepasuach le'beis hakneses en b'kedusha, there's no kedusha there. Even if it opens up towards the Ona Kodesh, nevertheless, since it's adjoining and it's close to the Ona Kodesh, no Kalos Roish there, please. He should still be a, as the Mishnah Berurah says, he should be Machmir, no Kalos, no lightheadedness. Yes, it is Mokum is Choil, Choil Vum, Choven Kineged the Kodesh, Hikazilusa. The Mishnah Berurah says there is a certain, not Kedusha there, but it's disrespectful to be lightheaded just next to the Ona Kodesh. And therefore, if it's although people don't daven there, and it's got no kedusha, but a certain dignity is requested. So the question is, every shul really on its own, if you look around at the shuls, you can clearly identify the areas which are being used occasionally for davening. And if it happens quite regularly that people end up davening there, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, to be fair, he's got Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. But if it's really, really rare, it's the staircase area, or it's an area that has no regular use of tefillah, then no Kedusha is chal. So I suppose one has to look around in the shul and define the area which Kedusha is chal. It may not have been designed necessarily to have Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, but sometimes that's what happens. And save base, hasurchim bais umispalin in boy, rented premises which are used for tefillah. Hasurchim bais, they rent a house umispalin with the davener. Eloi din beis hakneses, does not have a din over beis hakneses. It's rented, consequently, there's no kedusha beis hakneses. Mishnah Berurah says, hasurchim bais, lizman kavua, for a fixed time, lechodesh, for a month, or leshana, for a year. But time, and the reason is, they came in the bechlois zman haschir, since when the time of the rental period is completed, yesh bead balabais, and it's in the right of the balabais, shloi lehaske lohem, oit, the balabais, the owner, could change his mind, and he said, no, I don't want it to be a shul anymore, I'm going to rent it out to somebody else, and find new tenants now. So the owner has got the full right to do that. In Cain, therefore, eino el arai, it's only arai, it's temporarily, it's not long-term, necessarily, ve'ein bo kedusha, there's no kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah says, "If gotten here bechiddush, umispalim udafkim ulispal levad." This is only true if it's got one sole purpose, which is tefillah. If it's a base, if it's used as a base hakneses, aval imu base hamedrash. But if it's used as a base hamedrash, yesh bo kedusha. If it's used for learning, then although without tenants, and although it's not necessarily long term, and although he may change at one point, but since it's a base hamedrash being used for learning, there is kedusha. Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand this. What's the difference? Any idea? Tamoy have no idea why there should be a difference. Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand the difference, but the Maaser, it appears that he paskens like that. What happens if a place is used as a Beis HaKnesses? So, not referring to this Mishnah Berurah now, it's a Beis HaKnesses, a rented premises which have been rented for many years, long-term rental, as a as a mokum tefillah. So my question is that, does it make a difference how long the rental is? Mishnah Berurah said, "Hasuichim ba'is lizman kavua for fixed time, chodesh or shana, month or year." What happens if it's being rented out for many years? For many years, does it then is kedushas beis hakneset chal or not? From the Shulchan Aruch, it appears it doesn't make a difference. He doesn't distinguish. However long it is, no kedusha. Mishnah Berurah here. Not clear either, although he said Chodesh Hashana. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah in Sharetzin Zivkot and Dalet says the following. I'm the Primogodim Shekosav. The Primogodim says as follows. There is man Rav, that if it's for extended period, Noita Adovo, it would appear the Lekulei Alma, according to all opinions, Yeshlo Din Beis HaKnesses, it is a din of a Beis HaKnesses. And yes, it's rented, but It the kedusha is chal because it's been there for so many years. Aval melvush lemash makain, melvush disagrees, like the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch, because of the kiven she'ena guf karka konui. Since the guf, the body of the karka is konui. I mean, not konui. It's not the body of the karka, the ground, the lease, the ground is not really belonging to the shul. It's still a rented property. It's still a rented premises. So therefore, Ein Sham, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Levush, that it's ultimately, however long you're renting it for, it doesn't make a difference. You're renting it for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, it doesn't make a difference. It's rented. Kedush is not chal on it, by definition. For the nearest deity, Mishnah Berurah paskens as follows. Poshut, it is clear and evident. Ta'adinim ha-primogodim, ta'aloch is like the primogodim, that the zeh bevada lo imiki akroi. It's not akroi. If it's not short-term, if it's a long-term rental, very long term, then it's the kedushas chal on it. It doesn't seem to be totally on the guf akaka, and he says that. So therefore, if it's a long term, Mishnah Berurah paskens in Shaar HaTzion, long term rental kedusha is chal, unlike the mashmos of Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah paskens in Shaar HaTzion that long term rental kedusha is chal. I did not see clearly defined. What does it mean long term? How do you define short term? How do you define long term? I don't know. There is maybe a bit of a mashmos that from the Mishnah Berurah, because he says long. He says chodesh shana in Mishnah Berurah Sefkotan Dalet. So it would appear that anything over a year is called long term, but it's not sure. Not sure. So it's hard to define exactly what is short term and long term. Okay, this is what we're covering today, and just to recap what we covered in today's shiur, we spoke about Rechovo Shel Ir, the plaza of a city where people gather for davening on very special occasions, like a tainis. There's no kedusha there because it's not long term; it's just temporarily tefillah there. It's not a long term thing. Kedusha is not chal. Similarly, houses, chatzeros that people gather occasionally to daven, no kedusha is chal on it. Mishnah Berurah does say that if people end up davening in certain areas in shul more often than not, and if then if kedusha is chal, kedusha is bezakneses, even if that wasn't intentionally the idea. We learned Sif Beis that rented property doesn't have a din of bezakneses. Mishnah Berurah says if it's very long term, then kedusha is chal, and we also learned Mishnah Berurah quotes a kness hagdolah which he himself does not understand, and which holds that there is a difference between Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. If something is a rented property which is used for Beis HaMedrash, then the Kedusha is Chal, because Beis HaMedrash is different than a Beis HaKnesses. Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand it, but that's how he seems to pass.